Well, everybody, welcome to episode 228 of the Inking Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, we're going to talk a lot of boys golf today. My first guest is in his first season as the head coach of the Ankeny Centennial Squad, so he is making his debut on the podcast. He's an Ankeny native who played for the Hawks about 20 years ago, and he is now in his sixth year as the golf pro at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. He is Andrew Reedy. Andrew, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know you're a busy guy. You've already had practice this morning, and now you're on your way to work at Des Moines Golf. I appreciate your time. Well, let's talk about the season thus far. You've already had two meets this season. You know, are you enjoying the new gig thus far?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So there's been a couple things I haven't enjoyed in terms of having to cut some guys with all the guys that went out and only being able to have 24 players. So that's the part that I haven't loved so far, but everything else has been great.
Well, your team opened the season on August 14th by placing fifth in the Jesse Peck Invitational at Briarwood Golf Club. You guys shot a 317 on your home course. I know you felt like your team was capable of shooting better than that, but you're only three strokes out of second place. You know, and considering that it was the first varsity meet for some of your guys and it also rained on and off all day, I mean, you weren't too disappointed afterwards, were you?
No, not at all. Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of inexperienced players, guys that are getting their first varsity experience this year. So Zach Hoffman is the only returning regular from last year. Other than that, all the guys are pretty inexperienced. So lots to learn from and grow from.
Well, Charlie Morrissey led your team that day with a 77. You placed ninth as an individual in his first varsity meet. So that was a pretty impressive debut for him, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Charlie's been really impressive so far from the first time I saw him play. I was impressed with his game, and I've shared with him multiple times that he's the guy I feel like is in most control of his golf ball. So that's a great compliment for any golfer.
One other positive from that meet was that three of your JV players shot an 80 or better, including Tiernan Logan, who had a 76 for your team's best score of the day. And that kind of showed right away how much depth your team has, doesn't it?
No doubt. We've been competing a lot so far. We've got really eight guys that are within just a stroke of one another, fighting for that varsity spot. Tiernan's one of them. Caden Scholes is another, and then Jackson Lewis. And you know, we'll have some turnover in that varsity lineup, I would assume.
Well, your team was back on the course Monday for a triangular meet at the Jester Park, and you guys shot a 306. That was 11 strokes better than your previous meet. You did defeat Dallin Catholic by two shots while also falling to Waukee Northwest by five. And I know you told me yesterday that you were really proud of the guys for the improvement that they had made over the last week. You almost met your goal of having six scores in the 70s and breaking 300, didn't you?
Yeah. Last week on Tuesday after our invitational, we kind of came together as a team and went through some of the mistakes that we had made. And I wanted to get a gauge of how the guys felt about it and maybe some goals they had. And those were two goals that they came up with themselves and thought were attainable. And I think they were more long-term goals, and we were right there to achieve both those goals the very next time out. So that was really good to see.
Well, Zach Hoffman led your team and placed fourth overall with a 75. Now, he was your top returning player coming into the season, and he's already off to a good start, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. Zach is... last year he was a contributor on the team, and he came in this year, and that's exactly what you'd expect, is for him to be a guy that would consistently contribute again, and that's exactly what he's been for us.
Well, Zach told me for the Prep of the Week feature that you've been a great addition to the program and that the coaching transition has been very smooth. He said, quote, "Coach has helped all of us with our game, with swing tips and course management. He has this program in a great spot this year and in the future." You know, so it seems like the guys have been very receptive to hearing a new voice this season. Have you been pleased with, you know, their willingness to try some new things?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of the things we talk a lot about is coming every day to work. And I've told them that, we've had some practices where it's been the perfect buzz, the perfect vibe of hey, let's have a good time. We're here to play a game, but also let's come and get better. And that's been my expectation that I've set, and they've really responded well to that.
Well, Morrissey carted a 76 yesterday. I know you've told me now a couple of times he's been your most consistent player in the early part of the season. And then a sophomore, McCoy Miller, had a 77. And you've told me that he's just kind of a grinder out there on the course, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, after I took the job and started talking to some people around Briarwood or around golf in Ankeny, the book on him was that he was going to outwork everybody, and he worked really hard, and that's certainly what I've seen. And he also, he's got some natural abilities that other guys don't, so when you mix those two things together, you get a really good combination.
And then your other scoring round yesterday was a 78 by Nathan Bullard, and you told me that his score was due in large part to the affinity putter that he put in his bag. So was that his idea to switch putters, or did you suggest that he do that?
No, he's been on a search for a putter here for, a week or so now, and he's gone back and forth, and his grandpa's got a basement full of them, so I don't know how many he's tried. But the funny thing is this is a putter from, I think a set of his mom's that was bought a long time ago, and just kind of came across it, and it wouldn't be what you'd think would be the answer, but he put it in the bag for yesterday and was telling me, this is it, coach, and it was it, at least for yesterday, so.
Whatever it takes, right? Well, it was obviously really hot yesterday, and the temperatures are going to be a factor, you know, all week. Based on your scores, though, it doesn't seem like your guys were affected too much.
Yeah, we talked a lot about staying hydrated throughout the week, and we've talked about staying hydrated between Monday and Thursday. And I think they did a good job of that. They were certainly hot when I saw them out on the golf course. Their faces were red, and they were sweating. And they were hot, but we tried to keep them hydrated as best we could, and I think they did a really good job with it.
Well, it's supposed to be in the triple digits on Thursday when you guys go over to Copper Creek for another triangular meet. You'll be facing Ankeny and Southeast Polk, and I'm sure you guys are anxious to get another shot at the Hawks after finishing three strokes behind them at your home invite. Last year, the Jaguars shot a score of 311 on that course to win a triangular meet, but they later struggled to a 326 on the same course at the Southeast Polk invite. And Ankeny, meanwhile, shot a 310 at that tournament, and they returned many of the players from that team. You know, what kind of a score do you think it's going to take to win that meet on Thursday?
Oh man, I don't know. The one thing about Copper Creek is it's kind of a story of two nines. The front nine is a little more open, and you can get away with maybe a sideways shot or here and there, and then the back nine gets really tight. So kind of a wild card golf course, just in terms of how who does what and when and that kind of thing. So I would think that if we can have a similar score to what we had Monday, we'd be in a pretty good spot.
Well, Andrew, I know you've put a lot of focus this season on process goals rather than the end result, but I'm sure you feel like this team has a lot of potential. You know, obviously the ultimate goal is to make it to state, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. And then having state here right in Ankeny at Otter Creek is obviously a really big benefit for both us and Ankeny, and something that is a goal. And, you know, I just continue to preach the process stuff. If all you do is look at that end goal and not focus on how we get there, I don't think we get there. So we're going to continue to talk process goals for sure.
Well, I know Zach told me that many of the guys have played at Otter countless times. And if you are fortunate enough, you know, to make it to state, over the course of a two-day meet, I mean, how many strokes do you think that familiarity could you know, count up to?
In golf, familiarity is a game. You know, if you're on the tee and are comfortable with the lines that you take off the tee and you just get freed up, instead of being at somewhere where you're not familiar with, where you're kind of second guessing things and where you should hit it and that type of deal. So yeah, familiarity can be, it's hard to quantify stroke wise, but considerable for sure.
Well, it should be a fun season. Both you guys and Aiken are off to a good start. I'm looking forward to it. So good luck the rest of the way, Andrew, and thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast, and MJ is also the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic now, and we certainly appreciate their support. They also provide us with a nice office over here at the new Standard Building on Northeast 36th, where we record the podcast, and we certainly appreciate their accommodations. Now the fall sports season is fully underway with the start of volleyball and football this week, and girls swimming next week. We should have a weekly podcast every week between now and the New Year's holidays. So you can come back each week for another edition, and we'll be back here shortly with our next guest.